morning. You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. We have 14 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got a small craft advisory for winds in effect from Wednesday afternoon through late Wednesday night. And southwest winds overall, 5 knots today, veering to the north in the morning, then becoming northwest 10 to 15 in the afternoon. There's that word veering that you may or may not have heard before. When the wind direction veers, it means that it moves in a clockwise direction around the compass face. If you think of a compass rose, as they call it, that circle with north at the top and south at the bottom, southwest winds moving to the north are moving in a clockwise direction around the compass rose. The opposite term is backing. So if the wind was moving from the north to the southwest, the opposite direction, you would say the wind was backing around the compass rose, because you think of it as sort of counterclockwise versus clockwise. So that's kind of a weather term, I guess you might say. And today we're going to be talking more about the French research vessel Tara, who came up river a few days ago, and went to Portland for part of her mission. And we'll talk about that. So she's been on the river. Today she's heading downriver, and you'll be able to see her pass Astoria later today. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria anchorage area, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the African Lund. She's arriving from Mexico, headed for the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront. She probably arrived there about 3:30 this morning, and she'll be leaving around 6 p.m. today to head to Portland and get there around midnight. She'll be picking up wheat. So while she's sitting out there in the anchorage, she'll probably undergo various inspections. Could be if she's coming in to, well, she's coming in to pick up wheat. So if her previous cargo was not wheat, then she is going to have to clean and paint her cargo holds, and then those will need to be inspected by the USDA. So sometimes you see those boats go out to the ships that are anchored. That's a launch service that takes people out, various inspectors. There can be ship's agents, people who are going on board to, well, the Coast Guard does their own inspections as well. And people who go on board from the USDA, they go down in the cargo holds and make sure that they pass inspection and are clean enough to accept what will be a food cargo in this case. And it's really interesting. A few years ago, I got to go along on one of those inspections and go down inside the cargo holds of one of these ships, and absolutely massive. It's like being in a giant cavern. And so each of those ships has between 5 and 7 cargo holds like that, and it's like filling up a building with wheat, say, for instance. So lots and lots of wheat can be carried on one of these bulk carriers. The Orient Hope is our next inbounder, arriving from South Korea, headed to Portland. Her cargo is cement, I think. She's passing Astoria around 10 a.m. You might see her in Portland by 4 p.m. The GH Power is arriving from offshore. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She also is a wheat ship, and she'll be arriving in the anchorage at about 3 p.m. to stay there for a bit. And eventually, all these ships in the anchorage head upriver to pick up cargo. So you'll see them sitting in the anchorage, sitting pretty high in the water, a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing, because they don't have cargo on yet. And when they come out, you'll see that they're hunkered down in the water much deeper because they're full of cargo. Next is the Naruto Strait, arriving from offshore. She's headed for the Longview anchorage, which is on the north side of the river. If you drive toward Longview from, say, Astoria and cross over to Washington on the bridge there in Longview, if you look to your left on the north side of the river, you'll see ships anchored. That's the Longview anchorage. On the south side, on the upriver side of the bridge, is the Rainier anchorage, and there they have anchor buoys to anchor so that they can anchor both ends of the ship so that they can't swing in the current because the river is just too narrow there. The ships would interfere with the ship channel, with the navigation channel. So at any rate, the Naruto Strait is going to be anchoring off Longview, but she's going to go and get logs there at the port of Longview eventually. She'll pass Astoria around about 9:30 p.m. and arrive in Longview by about 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Let's see. In the Astoria anchorage, other than the African Lund, which is heading upriver around 6 p.m., we have the Arcturus, the Bonanza YR, the Angelic Zephyr, and the Star Challenger. And our outbounders, we have the Green Bay leaving Vancouver. She's a car carrier with Subarus on board. She's heading out around 11:30 a.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. And then we have the Tara. She is a sailing, she's a schooner, 118-foot long sailing research vessel. She's a French ship. She is owned by a nonprofit that is studying the oceans. And she has been in Portland. We're going to talk about her more in a minute. And she's leaving around 11:30 a.m. and going to be traveling downriver and out to sea. Should pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. today. The Saga Explorer is leaving Vancouver. I think she came in with steel on board. She'll be leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. The Ken Shin is leaving Portland with wheat on board around 10 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 a.m. on Wednesday, and the Falmouth Bay is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board around 10:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, the research vessel Tara, I noticed this ship when she was on the sailboat, 118-foot long schooner, two masts, when she was on the ship schedule a few days ago, and I just sort of check into unusual-looking vessels. And I realized that she was a research vessel, and I thought, wow. I looked up her mission, and in general, her most recent mission was all about studying coral reefs. And I thought, wow, there aren't any coral reefs around here. Why is she here? And so she stayed in Astoria for one night at the East Mooring Basin, and then she went up to Portland. Well, it turns out that she was there on a particular mission to go to the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, OMSI, and give a presentation yesterday all about microplastic and just garbage and plastic in the oceans of the world. And on the way here from Hawaii, she sailed here from Hawaii. She sailed through the Great Garbage Patch. And so people on board the vessel gave a talk at OMSI yesterday, and they allowed people to go on board and see the ship. So this vessel is owned by a nonprofit, as I said. She's a French-owned vessel. And so she was here on an expedition, kind of an educational expedition, to talk in the Pacific Northwest about the seafaring life and also about their work talking about microplastics and other kinds of plastics that evidently are just everywhere in the ocean. So here's a little bit about, she was there in Portland from July 7th to 10th, spotlighting a major problem, plastic pollution at sea. This Portland port of call will be an opportunity to explain our work and raise awareness about the ocean, including coral reefs impacted by climate change and research on plastic pollution done by scientists working with Tara. So how does that work? Well, research vessels in general, this one just happens to be a sailing research vessel, but it's big, 118 feet long. So inside are essentially some laboratory rooms where and they have scientists on board. So they have a crew of people who run the ship, and then they have scientists who probably pay to go on board and take for a project. And they sail around to specific areas and take experiments and gather samples, and then their results are published at some point. And so this is the way research vessels are sometimes operated by universities, operated by private foundations. And this one, in this case, you can look her up. If you look up research vessel Tara, T-A-R-A, you'll find a very interesting website about that is in both French and English, all about her work. So an interesting group. I've contacted them, hoping that I can get an interview on the phone at least with them at some point. They're headed to San Diego now as part of spreading their mission about ocean plastics. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.